Hello, Wildcats. Welcome to our 14th annual Hazelwood West Riders Week. Even though we aren't able to meet in person this year, we are incredibly excited to share some extraordinary riding from our students as well as our professional riders. We've all been through so many struggles during this pandemic that it's important for us to take some time to reflect upon our achievements, no matter how small. It's vital to focus on these moments to forge who we are, humans who continue to adapt and overcome. While listening to our podcast this year, we ask that you be present and strictly in the moment. Sit back, relax, listen, and most importantly, enjoy our presentations.
Hello, Hazelwood West family. Welcome to episode one of Writers Week 2022. I'm Mrs. Wrights and
Mrs. Baker.
In this episode, Mrs. Patterson is going to talk to director Paul Kaufman about his recently released film, Butter.
The students that will be performing in this episode are Amaya Wren, Jamaria L., and Aaron Kutkamp. You guys are in for a great episode.
So, hi, everybody. Welcome to today's Writers Week edition. I am here with Paul Kaufman, an Emmy award-winning writer and director who is known for work such as NCIS and Criminal Minds, and he's also an NAACP award-winning director. So, hi, Mr. Kaufman.
How are you doing?
One of the questions I'd like just to start off with, you know, a lot of times when we read through the credits, we see things like director, producer, writer. What I've seen that you have done both writing and producing, or directing and producing. Could you tell us about the difference between a director and a producer?
Sure. A producer helps put together the money and hires the people to work on the show. So that's basically what a producer does. A producer will find the script and say, how am I going to get this movie made? And that's what a producer does. What a director does is that a director is the storyteller. Okay, so the director is the one who gets on the set, works with the actors, directs them in scenes, has a vision as to what this film is going to look like. And that's the difference between a producer and a director.
Okay, so we're here today to talk about one of your latest efforts, the film Butter. So in your director's notes, you mentioned that searching for the book Butter, you wanted to inspire your children. Can you tell us a little bit more about that search process?
Sure. I wanted to make a movie that had a social impact. Came across the book Butter on Amazon. That's how I find most of my material is on Amazon. And when I read the log line about a morbidly obese teenager who pulls a stunt announcing that he's going to eat himself to death live on the internet, I didn't even know how to react. I mean, I was shocked. I was intrigued. I had never heard of a story like that before. And I read the book. I fell in love with the book. And spoke to the author, and we decided to make a deal where I would write a screenplay and try and produce the movie, raise the money. And then once I raised the money, that I would direct the film. That's kind of how I found the book.
Wow, cool. So are you able to pinpoint exactly what it is you think that pulled your gut into this story?
I personally related to the character of Butter. I've never been morbidly obese, mm-hmm. but as a teenager, I felt I didn't belong and I felt disenfranchised, which means, I felt lonely. I felt people didn't understand me. And I feel that I would like to address that and address bullying and address teen depression and suicide prevention. That's why I did it. You know, I raised two kids. My kids were in high school at the time. And I wanted to do something that would benefit or potentially benefit them or other kids in high school when the movie came out.
Wow. So can you talk a little bit about that screenwriting process? You said you talked to the author. You know, we always have these ideas. Well, as teachers, we say, you know, the book is always better. Yeah, I'd like to hear about that collaboration with you and the book's author and how you're trying to make it where the movies might be even better than the book.
Well, The book is better than the movie, and the movie is better than the book. Nice. How about that? Aaron and I got along really, really well. Many writers don't include, many screenwriters don't tend to include the novelist in their writing. I was a little bit more open-minded because Aaron had done such a fantastic job coming up with the story and these characters and the funny dialogue that I did not want to depart too far from what the book was, and I wanted to be true to the book. The book, however, was very dark, and there was a very dark side to Butter. It was also very funny. And I felt that I needed to make a film that was going to be commercial, a film that I could play in high schools, a film that teenagers could see. This is not my independent, I'm going to make a really cool, dark movie. This is not my Euphoria, which is a TV show that I actually love. This is something where I made the decision to make the film a comedy. And it might be strange to make a comedic film about teen depression and suicide prevention and bullying, but it kind of falls into an older filmmaker named Jonathan Hughes, who did movies like The Breakfast Club, you know, and those were films about teenagers who were disenfranchised, but they were really funny. But the teenagers each had their own issues, or what they felt or what society told them were issues, whether you're the jock or whether you're the pretty girl or whether you're the overweight person or whatever it was. So you could have fun with these kids and still be able to walk out of the movie theater talking about the seriousness or the relatability to, I felt like I was that character in that movie. I know what it's like to be that character. So I feel that everybody can relate to Butter, no matter how disenfranchised or how sort of left out you might feel about yourself. We all have Butter in us.
That's cool. So I remember, so when I was preparing for this, I went down to talk to our librarians, like, do we have this book in the library? She goes, yes. She's like, what is it about? Because she will have students come up and they will ask her very intently. They'll say, do you have Butter? And she's like, yes, I do. Here it is, you know? So I'm, you know, really looking forward to seeing how it is received here in our area, because we apparently already have an audience that enjoys the book so much. Yeah. And it's gotten a word of mouth growth.
They're both great. Yeah. They're different. I have gone through a litmus test with this with other teenagers who have read the book Butter, and they really love the film Butter. Awesome. So they will tell you that there's a ton of stuff missing and stuff, but I can only make a 90-minute movie, 100-minute movie. If I was going to turn the whole book into it, it would be, you know, a 6 or 7 hour movie.
Right.
So writing the script was quite difficult because there were some scenes that I really, really loved that I wanted to put into the movie. Develop the relationship between Butter and the mom more and to get and really explore certain things, but I had such a small amount of period of time to tell the story that I was not able to keep it all.
Oh man. Okay. So then do you have a favorite scene that you you're just like, oh, that's the best scene in the whole movie? And can you share it without giving away the end?
There are a bunch of them. The fun is seeing Butter live for the first time. You really kind of get goosebumps when you see him being accepted by these other kids. You also have in the back of your mind, are these kids just using Butter? Or are they really his friend? Do they really like him? You know, and ultimately by the end of the story as the movie unfolds, when you guys watch the film, you'll see what happens. So I just like that because it makes me feel good. There are some wonderful dramatic scenes in the movie. This movie is not just a comedy. There is a lot of drama that happens internally, also between Butter and his parents and their relationship. And there's some wonderful mental relationships with the teacher and with the doctor that I think everyone will enjoy. I'd like to tell you more, but I can't give away the film.
I got about 2/3 of the way through the book this weekend, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to finish it because I figured if we got into conversation, I wouldn't want to accidentally give away the ending. I have left it on my nightstand. I'm like, nope, not going to finish it until I finish talking to Mr. Kaufman. So that's awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. How did you manage to get the doctor's role? Because the doctor just seems like really, is it Dr. Bean? Is that his name?
Dr. Bean.
Yes. Yeah. He just seems like a character.
We cast this guy named Ravee Patel, who is so funny. Mm-hmm. He steals the movie. When we were shooting the movies, when we were shooting the scenes with Ravee, mm-hmm. everyone in the room could not stop laughing. Because he would do it differently every time. And then even when he was off camera, mm-hmm. which means camera is on Mira and Alex, mm-hmm. and he was sort of having his lines, he would do these things, and Mira and Alex would start cracking up. And, guys, let's go again. We got to get this. And then I would start laughing. It was just, when you see the Doc Bean scenes, everyone falls in love with him. Yeah. He's just this healer.
I'm looking forward to that. Okay, well, by the time this goes out into our Writers Week production, the film will have been out. I hope everybody gets a chance to see it. And after, so it's coming out February 25th.
Yes.
And then after it comes out in the theaters, where will it go after that?
Then it will officially start streaming May 10th.
Okay, and do we know the platform that's going to stream on?
It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be on Amazon, Apple TV, Google, all the regular platforms.
Awesome. Awesome. Really looking forward to it. So thank you very much for spending some time with us today. Do you have any parting words that you'd like to say to our audience about, you know, we have all these teenagers who, you know, some of them write, some of them don't. Do you have any parting words of wisdom for them?
Parting words of wisdom is that in your life, do something that you love. Don't pick a career because you think it makes money and you want to make money. If you're an athlete and you might not be good enough to be a professional athlete and you love soccer, go find something in soccer. Go work in advertising for a sporting company. Just find something that you love to do and just do it. The messaging in Butter ultimately is be kind. I know you guys have heard that time and time again, to be kind, and people remind you to be kind, but let's not judge a book by its cover. When you see someone who's different than you out in public, if they're wearing funny socks and a funny hat, just think, that person really rocks it. That person's really got it going on, because we're all completely different. And own who you are and love who you are. That's it.
That's very beautiful. Thank you so much.
Hey everybody, Gingy here. My fellow Muffin Man and I would like to invite you to come see Shrek the Musical at Hazelwood West High School. Performances start Wednesday, April 27th and run through Saturday, April 30th. Each show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are $8 online or $10 at the door. Be sure to watch for ticket information coming this April. Hope to see you there.
Let's hear from a student.
My name is Amaya Wren, and this is Peace with Pain. Pain, it's an emotion just as much as a feeling. When it's an emotion, it's not physical, so we can't feel it, but it hurts. It claws down our throats and makes homes in our hearts with no intentions to leave. It warms the space, lighting such an inferno that everything in its trail turns into dust and debris, leaving you nothing but a hollow soul, the shell of a person you used to be, making you wish you stayed in the before because the after isn't pretty. Beginning life with the heart full, you go through time day by day, exhaustingly dull, nothing behind besides pieces of who you are with people who valued you and those who didn't, making your existence nothing but truly pointless if you never left a mark. Not only because people will forget who you are and no one will carry on your name, but because it will be as if you were a pebble, a moment, and even a millisecond of importance if you leave nothing behind. So don't let the pain consume you. Don't allow it to swallow you whole, because that inferno will take over your existence if you don't just allow it to burn sometimes. And this is a poem so anxious. Intense nerves cripple me from living normally. I constantly fidget with my sleeves while my insecurities rush through my bloodstream when I see my nails bitten raw. My chest rises and falls dramatically as my breathing increases. I force small exhales through my nose, worried people will find offense to my breathing too loudly, chastising myself for believing that my basic need for oxygen causes me to panic. My thoughts run wild, and I become frozen in fear of being unworthy. The constant storm brewing through me, making a home in my mind, connecting with my nerves, taking control over every action and emotion. Temporary happiness from anything, always being washed away with worry. My feelings remind me of my relationship with darkness. They up from a balcony, though you despise it in an alleyway. When my emotions become too intense, I have to force myself to remember that if I truly couldn't handle this, I would be dead. Thank you. Woo! Yeah.
Hi, my name is Shamaria L. I'm a junior at Hazelwood West High. I know a lot of people hate writing, but I find it to be a passion of mine ever since second grade. When we would do the stories where we would write each sentence and then we would pass it to one of our peers. I love to be creative and create a whole new world so I can mark my imagination, and it's my way of coping. I believe in standing up for things I'm passionate in, about like sexual orientation, minorities, equality, equity, and gender equality, and being able to be yourself, and a lot more. But that being said, here's my poem, How to Build a Woman. Roses are red, violets are blue. Just kidding, this isn't every sappy tune. This is society's version of how a girl blooms. Don't be too tall, or you might get made fun of. Don't be too short, or you will get made fun of. In society's eyes, there's no picking and choosing. You will always get hurt, so there's only losing. Be positive, they say. Never shed a tear. But little do they know, failing is your only fear. Head up high. Don't show them that you're weak. Hide your true feelings. Don't let them know what you seek. You can't be perfect. But you can't make mistakes. It's so sad that society thinks you're only pretty enough for dates. People often forget that knowledge is power. And like a fairy tale makeover, it won't be gone at the end of the hour. It's the most useful superpower a girl has. Society wakes up and just forget women have class. They forget a woman is more than a pretty face. Remember, she is smart. Don't you think she would have better taste? Society is broken and will forever be judgmental. But the women who stand together will always be strong, kind, and gentle. Stereotypes are meant to be the lasting standard, because if you were a woman, I'm sure you wouldn't want your image slandered. Thank you. Woo! Yes!
My name is Aaron Cutcomp, and this is my fourth year doing Writers Week. And I would like to read to you the incident at Pasadena Inn Outburger. Us roadies took post-concert parties very seriously, even if that meant writing out an entire In-N-Out Burger. As we covered the entire restaurant in burgers and fries, Van Halen blasted on the speakers, so loud that the guitar shook your organs. Our band's bassist was close to falling asleep in the corner of the restaurant as the roadies made a mess after a long night. Although, I'm not sure if it was just the middle of the night, but I felt uneasy about this particular party. Everyone kept throwing balloons, making a mess, and dancing until we saw something twinkle in the window. Peering through the window with an impish grin, our guitarist watched us. He still had his guitar strapped around him, which made the light bounce off of his tuning pegs. The music quieted as we awkwardly stared at our guitarist. Oh man, I knew I should not have told them, somebody beside me shouted. The other roadie shot a look at him as to tell him to be quiet, but the guitarist was already 1 foot in the restaurant. We did not invite anyone besides the bassist to our party, so that means that that guy had told us our location. Inside, everyone slowly got back to partying as our guitarist started running around the restaurant. Eventually, he jumped on the end of my long table and started doing a riff on his guitar. For some reason, he started sprinting towards me, with his black hair pulsating like a squid. It was a playful sprint, but my flight or flight response got triggered as he got a little too close to me. What have you done, man? Somebody squealed across the restaurant. Refocusing my vision, there he stood, a guitar legend and innovator, with his face covered in In-N-Out Burger animal-style fries. To be clear, this was fries with cheese, beef, and onions all over his face. Screeching erupted from his mouth as he collapsed on the table. Our guitarist's uncanny scream made us feel the urge to huddle in the bathroom and form a plan. Sure, musicians may sometimes be annoying, but we are their roadies and we'll do anything for them. We decided to call the other two members of our band. The guitarist suggested starting a bonfire in the parking lot, and our frontman demanded that he come to the restaurant, even though he was the reason that the other three were banished from our parties. Our guitarist came in his board and provided us with the wood for our bonfire, and once the flames were taller than us, the other one arrived. We all stood around the fire as our frontman showed us some sick dance moves while still wearing his sparkly stage outfit from earlier that night. Although, when he stopped, we all screamed to make him dance again. As we watched the blondie dance in front of the glowing flames, our guitarist was across the circle from me. The guitarist's face still had animal-style sauce, but the flames made his whole face look orange. He was literally vibrating with anger, so I had to do something. "Hey, I apologize on behalf of everyone here," I announced, trying to make things better. "We just don't like groupies and hotel destruction." Everyone completely ignored me, except for our front man. He stopped dancing, which caused everybody to shout, "Dance, man, dance!" Over the crackling fire and the buzz of a ZZ Top song, I could tell our guitarist was still angry. But this time, he was staring at me. Inching over to me from behind, our guitarist slowly grabbed my collar and dragged me back into the In-N-Out Burger. "What is wrong with you?" he scolded as he dragged me through the door. "They aren't going to accept your apologies. You should just make everyone retreat." "How on earth are we going to do that?" I broke free of the bass's grasp. He handed me a paper In-N-Out Burger hat. "Climb to the roof with this on and see what happens." I was absolutely dazed. But roadies have to follow their band members' orders, I guess. Neon lights buzzed as I climbed in and out Burger Stein's arrow. Although, on the ground, the roadies appeared to be trying to force our guitarist and bassist into their circle. I readjusted my hat and stood on the top of the sign as "Ain't Talking About Love" by Van Halen blasted on the speakers. As I started dancing, no one noticed, so I shouted, "I am the king of the Pasadena In-N-Out Burger." Everyone stopped what they were doing and turned my direction. "You almost return to your hotels at once." The song had changed to another song, but they were still staring. Eventually, our guitarist stepped up from the circle. "King, could you tell these roadies to stop having these silly parties specifically to separate people?" He smiled, but then dropped his expression. "Wait a second, Kiko, aren't you afraid of falling?" Embarrassment smacked me in the face as the other three members gathered around him. Our bassist and guitarist looked generally concerned, while the other two were laughing at me. Of course I was too afraid to climb down anything unless someone was guiding me. Our guitarist mouthed "Hey," and gestured to the drummer to retrieve a ladder from his truck. "Why are you wearing that again?" the drummer asked as he finally climbed up to the ladder to my spot. "He's the king of the Pasadena In-N-Out Burger," the guitarist, who was lower on the ladder, chuckled. I knew he wasn't going to get over getting left out or being hit by food, but at least he was happier. Meanwhile, in the parking lot, our front man got on the top of the camouflage tour bus. "Roadies, parties shouldn't have just one of the band members. It's none or all," he screeched and yawned simultaneously. "Anyways, to the next city." Most of the roadies did not cheer, since it was almost 3 o'clock and had been awake for almost a day straight. Once our drummer, guitarist, and I got to the ground, the flames of the bonfire had died down. A couple of roadies stayed to play clean the mess, but the rest of us went back to our cars and buses. My legs were shaking from going down so many steps, so it took me a while to get to the bus. Out of the blue, a sudden flash of tan, orange, and brown smacked my face. It was animal-style fries. Our guitarist hysterically laughed in front of me. He said nothing else after that, but I sure learned not to do things behind people's backs. Thank you. Woo! Yes!
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's it for this episode of Writers Week 2022. Please check out our show notes on Spotify, take part in the daily poll, and check out more information about the participants in today's show. Please consider providing listener support to help ensure the program for future Wildcats. Y'all are fantastic. Have a great day.